New Country Z100, Brad Paisley and Crushing It. Good morning. It's Kent with you here today at New Country Z100, joined in the studio this morning with my friends from Black Diamond, Harley Davidson. Good morning, Shad.
Good morning, Kent.
Oh, buddy. Hey, yo, since the last time you were here, Shad, things have gone crazy with this Eric Church deal.
Well, I just want to let you know, Kent, I have a lot more friends now than I did before we announced Eric Church concert.
Right.
They're coming out of the woodworks, everybody. Hey, old buddy, old pal.
Right.
Hey, Chad. Oh, my buddy, Chad.
Hey.
Chad, my best friend. Don't you remember me from school? I'm like, man.
Yeah.
You're like 65. When we went to school together, you know, I know I was held back a couple of years, but that many years? Come on,
dude. Yeah, I know.
This Eric Church thing's going to be huge, though. Man,
yeah.
it's going to be big. I'm excited.
The tickets are going on sale tomorrow, and I've just found out that tomorrow at 9 o'clock they go on sale, but then also we have a special announcement in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Yeah, as long as you don't tell anybody, we got to keep that kind of between us.
We can
pre-sell just a couple of tickets. And so we thought we'd do them here at Z100, but so just keep it just between us and everything. Don't let the Z100 listeners tell their friends.
Right. Don't let them get on the interweb or anything like that.
Don't start just announcing that to everybody. Yes. You got to be just a Z100 listener here to go ahead and do that, because that's where you're going to hear it first and be able to get your tickets first. So you don't have to go through all the hassle.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
That's cool. Well, so listen in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow for that special code for Z100 listeners to get in there and get a jump start on the Eric Church tickets June 20th. My Aunt Verna, I talked to her earlier today.
Good.
And she's getting ready, putting that online every Thursday like I always do. But she wanted me to ask Shad.
Yes.
When I saw him, can she get backstage to touch Eric Church's face? And I said, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't think it will either.
Okay.
just to be honest, I doubt it. Just being honest.
But yeah.
You never know what'll happen with him. They say he's as cool as can be. So you just never know. But
there's something you need to Google.
What's that?
And I saw it online, the show CBS Sunday Morning. Of all the shows, they followed Eric Church around on tour.
Wow.
And it went over like how many tractor trailers the man takes with him on the road. You probably know all this information anyway.
Well,
but I mean, it's crazy.
They tried to show me all that. Yeah, they tried to. They said it's a big to do or whatever. So
yeah.
So that's what it's on Sunday mornings. You know what? And I love watching that show.
Yeah,
it comes on at 8:30 on Channel 12 in the morning.
I
love watching on Sunday mornings.
Well,
but I miss them. But I have to check it out. I'll have to watch it.
Did you have to get like? Because I know Kid Rock, you had to have like certain stage. Did you have to have like a certain stage for this
deal? The stage that I used for Kid Rock, I'm able to use the same stage because. There's only one other stage that's larger in the world. That's an outside portable stage like that.
Unbelievable.
This was the biggest. Now they came out this year with one bigger. So no one's used this new bigger one yet. So
unreal.
This is the biggest that they made. I had to get twice as many speakers and sound system for Eric Church than we had for Kid Rock. I thought Kid Rock was very, very loud.
Oh my gosh.
He on his stuff, he ordered twice as much. We told him what we had for Kid Rock.
No, yeah.
His people said not good enough. We need the other. So yes, we have to have all these special speakers, everything else. I guess he's gonna rock the place down here. I'm excited.
I'm excited too for all of our friends and neighbors in the Cocopelli Estates over there, because they're gonna get a free show out of
it. You know what? I just want to tell them thank you for how great of neighbors you guys have been with us for the last 7 years, and just give me this one day, I know you guys probably got a little upset for Kid Rock.
But that's
actually
okay.
No, they were great.
Yeah.
The people in Cocopelli were absolutely wonderful, and
that's cool.
You know it is. It's great. They've been the best neighbors, and all of my neighbors are up and down through there. And hopefully all the businesses can do good off of this, you know.
Yeah.
Man, if I was them, I'd be out there trying to get people to come into their stores and everything else and sell as much as they can.
Hey.
We're going to Southern Illinois. We're going to bring about an extra 15 to 20,000 people in that day.
Wow.
So get ready.
Get ready for this.
It's going to be huge.
Well, that is June 20th when Eric Church is going to be at Black Diamond. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. Be listening at 7:30 here on the show. We'll give you a special code that you can use to get your tickets in advance. And then 9 o'clock in the morning, blackdiamondhd.com. We'll have all this up on our Facebook, too. But then this Friday night, don't you have Jackal coming to town?
That's tomorrow night.
Wow.
Jesse is coming into town. I talked to him several times yesterday. He's fired up. He loves coming into town here. He's going to come in early now. He's wanting to come in and do a bottle signing right there at the dealership. So he's like, everybody come on in a little bit early for the show. And he's gonna be right there when you come in the doors and start signing his bourbon bottles.
Yeah. Hey, Stacy.
You came across there like I did something wrong. I was waiting on the hand on the throat. That's what she normally does when I say something bad.
We start talking about bourbon. All of a sudden, Stacy shows up here.
She said, you better not be drinking already. Yeah. I'm like, no, I haven't yet. But, you know, he is. From 5 to 7 tomorrow, mm-hmm. he's going to be in there signing bottles. You'll be able to purchase the bottles there. He will not sign them. He's selling them himself. This is a way for him to, you know, kind of do his own thing there. He's signing the bottles. So just show up. You can purchase a bottle of bourbon off of him. And he will autograph the bottle and stuff. And I'm very sorry, but you will have to take it back to the car. You ain't going to be able to take it. You ain't going to be able to start just slamming it right there. And take it back to the car and then come back into the show. But it'll be great because you'll get to meet Jesse. And, you know, if you want him to put on there, you know, go Kent or whatever, you know, absolutely. He can do that. I love Kent.
Yeah.
Jesse James. Yeah.
Jesse James.
Absolutely. He'll put whatever you want on there. So from 5 to 7, come on by the dealership. He'll be over at the warehouse, same place where the show's at. If you don't have your tickets yet, you will be able to purchase them day of the show, but day of the show, they are
$30. All right. I was like going on your website right now over here, and at blackdiamondhd.com, you can actually get them here, print them off in the office, and then you've got it printed out.
Yeah, you've already got them done. Yeah, you can already get them done and stuff, pre-print them today and everything too. They're still $20 a day. So go ahead and buy them today, man. Save that $10. Save that $10 and come on in and buy you a Harley t-shirt or something.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And I was just going to say, first off, two other things here. Thank you for hosting that Murphy 500, that Easter egg benefit, because there's $1,000 raised.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man. Thank you guys. I think it turned out great. You can't predict the weather.
No, you can't.
You know, I wish the weather would have been nicer. Yeah. You know, it was still a great turnout. Thank you, everybody that did show up and for everything that they did. And so it was good. And it'll just be bigger and better next year. That's all we can do.
That's right.
And then, you know what? And the thing is, every little bit counts. So anything that you can give. Sorry about that. Work calling already. Where am I at?
There you go. Getting back to the office.
Yeah, but thank you everybody for showing up, and it was a great turnout and stuff. So thank you guys.
All right. Well, hey, tomorrow I'm actually going to scoot over to the dealership at about 8 a.m. for the Eric Church on sale at 9, and be listening about 7:30 when I give you the special code that you can get in a jump start of getting your Eric Church tickets there with Black Diamond Harley Davidson. Going to be a great time. It's always a party.
So now we don't have to stand in line and like get your ticket number and then get back
in
line.
Remember that?
Oh man, at the arena.
For Garth Brooks, they did that.
You do it all online.
Right. Yeah. You can just do it all online.
You can get your promo. That code is for online. Does that work? I didn't think it was on. The promo code, just so everyone knows. Some people don't. Promo code. It's a promo code. And then when you purchase your tickets online, you put that code in. So you can do it at blackdiamondhd.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. Easy cheesy.
Easy cheesy. Be listening to Kent. Kent will tell you all about it in the morning. 7 o'clock hour. Kent will tell you all. Everybody, but just don't tell your friends, though, because we don't want all them. We want you to be able to go and then say, hey, check this out. I already got mine. They're like, no way. They don't go on sale yet. Yeah, well, I got mine. Yeah.
Exactly. It's always fun to throw that up on Facebook first. Got my Eric Church tickets.
Exactly. Yeah, act like you're the big shot or something. It'll be great. But, please tell your friends to come to the Eric Church concert.
Very important.
If we're going to keep having shows like this in Southern Illinois, we got to, please show up.
Let's get some tickets
sold. We got to get some tickets sold.
All right. Well, it's going to be a good time tomorrow. It always is. It's always a party. Black Diamond, Harley Davidson, Chad, thank you so much, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kent.
Right, man. It's 8:20 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show. Hey, there's a whole lot more to come. Stick around at Z100.
An event that started in 2000.